Okay, year five at Michael Faraday School. And Sarah Jane's class have been out on a trip this week, connected to some of our recent science learning. And we're going to find out a little bit more. We have some couple of year five students. So, young man, your name?
My name is Harry, and we've been learning all about habitats.
That's very good. And with Harry, we have...
My name's Gemma Ratu, and I've also been learning about habitats.
Yeah, so habitats. We have Harry and we have Gemma Ratu. So let's ask Harry first. So can you explain, in science, what do we mean by a habitat?
A habitat is where a type of species live. So us humans, we live in houses, and such as animals, they live outside.
And I know ahead of the trip, which we will get onto, you've done plenty of research about different animals and different kind of habitats. So Gemma Ratu, do you want to explain, so apart from humans, what can we think of a different type of animal or species habitat?
There's also amphibians that live underwater, and reptiles that live on land and sometimes underground or different areas too.
Yeah, so amphibians, that could be a good thing to focus on. So, Harry, can you explain, define, what do we mean by an amphibian, please?
An amphibian starts their life in water, and they start off with gills and fins. Then they go through a change of metamorphosis. So then when they're older, they grow legs and lungs for their life on land.
Perfect. And an example might be the most obvious amphibian?
Frogs.
A frog, okay. Which perhaps brings us to the Year 5 trip earlier on this week. So, Gemma Ratu, should we explain, where did the class go to?
We went to the Horniman Museum on Tuesday to learn about life cycles and habitats. We also went into an aquarium which had loads of fishes like Nemos and crabs and lobsters.
All sorts, yeah. It's a fantastic museum nearby. It's the Horniman in southeast London. So, Harry, so before you went, what were you expecting or what did you think that you might see?
We thought that we might see different types of fish. And there was one type of fish that had an exoskeleton.
What does that mean?
So they have the skeleton outside their body, not on the inside. So it's used like a armour on the outside. And in the aquarium, there were one of the lobsters that we saw was blue and black, and it had antennae. Then that was the animal that had the exoskeleton. And we also saw fishes with spines and without spines, or bones. The fish, they have bones, but jellyfish, they don't have bones because they have wiry skin that helps them catch their prey, so they don't need any bones.
So what a fantastic place, though. This isn't a very, very basic aquarium at Horniman. There's so many different kind of species there and fishes to look at. So Gemma Ratu, what was, do you think, your favourite or the most interesting species that you saw in the aquarium? What made you think, wow, that's pretty amazing?
Well, there was these type of like snake fishes, kind of like those, and they would hide in dark and damp places, and so you wouldn't be able to see them that much. And also the Nemo fishes too, because they would...
The Nemo fish. Everyone likes a Nemo fish. Okay, well, maybe we shall end there. So that has been Harry and Gemma Ratu explaining a little bit more about the Year 5 trip to the Horniman Museum. It's a place that you'd recommend Harry to go to. Is it good?
Yes, it's very, shall I say, special, because there are different types of fish. And as Gemma Ratu said, the Nemo fish is actually called the clownfish, which is orange and white. And the most extraordinary fish for me was it changes colour. So its scales changes colour and its mouth just lights up red.
Wow, that sounds fascinating. Brilliant. Okay, well, thank you for your time. Well done. Bye-bye.